This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
Electronic medical records were supposed to save us a lot of money. Government policies encouraged and then mandated healthcare providers start to make the switch, and those big stacks of manila folders are becoming increasingly scarce at doctor's offices. A new study from the Rand Corporation, though, suggests those efficiency gains have failed to materialize. With me now, I've got Spencer Jones, an information scientist at Rand. Good to talk with you.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So a Rand study from 2005 suggested $81 billion a year in medical cost savings from converting to electronic medical records. What was the promise?
Well, the bulk of the cost savings were going to come from a reduction of redundant medical tests and reduction of adverse medication errors.
Because records were going to be shared. And of course, getting onto a computer and just calling them up from anywhere is easier than passing paper around.
Yeah, sure. The idea was the majority of patients see many different healthcare providers. And if everyone is, you know, working from the same playbook and has access to the same information, that access would reduce the need to perform tests that had already been performed in the past.
So now Rand is looking at this and saying we are actually quite far from that cost savings goal. They're not really the cost saving panacea that we had hoped. Why not?
Well, the assumption was that electronic health records would be interoperable. That has not occurred yet. Most electronic health records do not talk to each other. If you are receiving care in one hospital and go to see a physician in another hospital, odds are those two physicians will not have access to the same information.
Are you optimistic that that obstacle can be overcome and maybe we can yet deliver on the promise here?
Yeah, I'm very optimistic. I think that incentives are starting to align and healthcare providers are going to start demanding that the IT have the functionality to facilitate exchange. Providers are feeling the pressure from healthcare reform to play nice with each other and cooperate.
Spencer Jones is an information scientist at the Rand Corporation and an instructor at Harvard Medical School. Thanks so much.
Thank you.